Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
We need to talk about fitness because we're all time poor and time is very precious. We all know that. And I know myself and find it very hard to kind of get a bit of exercise in. So with that in mind, we asked Carl Henry, who's a bit of a genius when it comes to this kind of stuff. There, I said it. He has 10 top fitness hacks, apparently, to go through with us. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are
you? Thanks for coming in.
All the way from West Cork.
Oh, wow. Yeah. How is West Cork?
West Cork is amazing. We moved there last year.
Did you?
Yeah, we did. Clonakilty.
Why the big move?
My wife is from there, and we fancied trying out the theory. Is life better down the country than it is in Dublin? Because I lived in Dublin all my life.
Yeah.
It's calmer. Mm. It's slower. Mm. A bit more travel, obviously, for work. So I'm up here at least once a week at work. But it's deadly. It's kind of, you know, you don't worry about the M50 anymore.
Are people very nosy about, you know, who's just moved in down the road?
The small town
mentality thing. There's a
little bit of that. But it's great. Like, we're near the beaches and, like, we surf and... Yeah, it's cool. It's really nice. I haven't got the West Cork accent yet, though. I've maintained my Dublin accent.
Well, I'd say you have quite a neutral accent.
Yeah.
So do you have a lot of time to look after your fitness and your family? Is that very much part of your daily life?
It is. It goes with my job. Yeah. I'm in wellness. Wellness is what I do. And you've got to live that.
Yeah.
But with a young family, as everyone else knows, it's challenging.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the best college course you can ever do for the people that you talk to and the people that I work with. They have young children and they have the same struggle. So it's really interesting. I love fitness and health. Always have done. As I've got older, that hasn't changed. I do different sports on different races, and you know, I like long endurance.
Do you like challenges still?
Oh God, yeah.
Yeah.
The last one was about 3 weeks ago. It was the Galleyhead 10K swim. I'd never swam that far before. Wow. And you're really in the ocean, right? You're not like you're out 2K off the lighthouse. So I need that. And it gives me, it's my own personal thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's my own personal challenge outside of life and work and family and everything else.
So what do you say to people who just go, I just don't have time, Carl. I don't have time to exercise.
You have to make the time, because exercise is the thing that, you know, it makes you feel better. It makes you deal with stress. It makes you a better parent. It makes you a better partner. It makes you a better friend. It makes you just a better all-rounder. And it's about squeezing it in. Like, one of the tips that we're chatting about is getting it done early. So, like, get it out of the way. Now, that can be tough for a lot of people. I don't like training in the morning. I hate it. I don't like it. I just don't like it. So I train in the afternoon. Or the way my job is, I don't work 9 to 5. I work strange hours. So I could get an hour here or an hour there. But you make time somewhere along the way, because you have to. Because if you don't, what happens is, from a mood perspective, from an energy perspective, from a life, just gets harder. And exercise doesn't have to be in big blocks. People think that it, you know, has to be an hour. It doesn't. It can be 10 minutes. I walked here from town. It took me half an hour. That's my exercise today, because I'm traveling all day and meetings all day. Mm-hmm. Half an hour of exercise in the sunshine. I could have got the bus. I could have got the taxi. I didn't.
Isn't the Fitbit or whatever you have on your eyewear, whatever you use, isn't that great? Because we're all so conscious of steps now. How do you feel about that now, Carl?
Yes and no, right? Mm. So 10,000 is a marketing number. 10,000 steps a day is a marketing tool, no more, no less. The magic number tends to be, it's from science, is about 7,500. That's where the axis in terms of benefits kicks in. Beyond that, yes, the more is the merrier, but actually the benefits are minimal enough. But the really important thing is that's movement. So what I did this morning from 10, that's movement. What you might do walking to the car, walking from the studio, is movement.
Yes.
It's not exercise.
Ugh.
Because it's low intensity.
Okay, so there's a big difference between movement and...
Oh, huge.
Okay.
And, yeah.
But what if is a walk beneficial if you're doing like...
If you're moving fast enough. So if it's movement, so your 10,000 steps, which is low intensity movement.
Yeah.
You're looking at the sun. You're looking at... You're chatting to people. So it's beneficial.
Yes.
But it's not exercise.
So you're talking about getting the heart rate
up. Yeah, you got to walk faster, move faster, swim faster, faster. It has to be somewhat moderate intensity. So you're slightly out of breath, but you and I could still have a conversation, but we're both slightly out of breath. And that's where exercise becomes
challenging.
Your heart's having to work harder. You're getting the physical and mental benefits from it. But they're very different things. If your movement is low intensity, it is just movement. It is not exercise, and that's really important.
Wow. Okay.
Because people forget that.
So there is a benefit to doing even 10 minutes a day exercise. Just the importance.
Three minutes.
Just getting the heart rate up there and challenge
yourself.
Absolutely.
Okay. Up and down the stairs. best exercise there is. If you're working in an office, use the stairs. It's free.
Yeah.
Might be hard the first week, but it gets a little easier and it gets a little easier. Exercise can be small chunks. It doesn't have to be half an hour or an hour. It can be 5 minutes, 10 minutes. It's every little bit makes things better. And okay. That's the key thing to remember, especially if you're busy and you have, you know, a busy family life or whatever. 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there. Brilliant. Because it all adds up. Because
yeah.
it's challenging the issue of modern life, which is we're sedentary. We kind of, you know, we sit all day. So every little bit that you do makes a difference. Even a simple hack of parking further away from the in the car park. Park the space furthest away from work. You're walking a little bit extra. It's a bit of exercise. Use the stairs. That's a bit of exercise. Get off the bus or the train one stop earlier. That's that's, you know, it all adds up. And that GDN, the general daily movement, we need to do as much of that as we
yeah,
can.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're not moving enough.
We aren't. We're, as a society, look around. We're too heavy, we're too lazy, and we're too round. And they're the three kind of very basic issues of society. Life is making us sedentary in every which way. So, you know, you can tell Google to turn the change the TV channel now. Where you might have had the remote, and before that you'd have to actually press the buttons.
So we need to make a conscious effort to
move. We just need to move as much as we can. Because, you know, if you watch behaviour, so I watch people, I love watching when it comes to health. People like lap car parks to get closest to the door. And then, like, they do that in gyms, and there's a gym in Dublin, I won't name it, but they do that, where they queue to get in, then they go into the gym and they go on the treadmill. Where the space is further away, we're always free. You know, that's movement. So you have to consciously
that's
kind
bonkers,
of...
That's bonkers, yeah, when you say it like that. God.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's and that gym is in North Dublin, and there's always a queue of cars to get into the car park.
They want the closest space to the door.
They lap it.
So they can go in and exercise.
And they jump on the treadmill. And you're like, the other car park is 50 metres up the road, and it's always, there's no one in it. And you're like, this is bonkers. So we are, like, society is, and the environment of society, it's making us lazier. We have to kind of consciously counteract that. Mm. And this morning was a classic example. I could have got a taxi out and sat in the taxi. I didn't.
You walked.
So you have to consciously kind of make those decisions, you know?
I got a question in for you, Carl, on 51552. I was advised to go swimming as it's low impact but high cardio, but I have long hair and three kids. I want all the changing and schlepping around the hair drying. Oh, I get it. And getting there, I just can't. It takes way too long. What's the alternative to a, as she said, low impact, high cardio?
Cycling.
A quick walk.
Quick walk will do that. Your footwear is really important. So the impact from the footwear is crucial. So getting your gait analysis checked. So how you walk.
Getting your what analysis?
So we have a gait. So you walk a certain way. You either walk on the outside of your foot or the inside of your foot. And your runner should counteract that to neutralize it.
Okay.
All the shops do it. So you don't just buy runners for the brand or the colour. You buy them because they suit how you walk.
Okay.
That's important for impact.
Not to mention brands, but Nike Air Max. They're pretty good. Like, that's all. No, we're not mentioning Casey looking at me. No. Okay, so I need to ask them to check my gait.
Yeah, check your gait. That's important. For that lady, walking is really good. Cycling is really good.
Yes. I have a bad knee and I'd be fairly fit now. I do like high impact exercise, but my knee sometimes goes on me.
Yeah.
And I was told that cycling is the best to build the little muscles around it. And it's really good to do, isn't it?
And you can get your bike at home. You can put it on what's called a turbo trainer, which is like a... You put the back wheel on like a rolling road and you can sit watching telly, do your bike. Easy way of combining a bit of downtime and a bit of movement. I did that myself at home.
Wow.
All the time. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's called a turbo trainer.
A turbo trainer.
So the back wheel of the bike goes on this little rolling road thing. And if you want...
That's clever.
Would it go really snazzy?
Yeah.
Okay, if you get really snazzy then, you get a fancy one and it links to a game, a virtual game, where you're in the game cycling about from people all over the world.
Did Mr. Big die on that in Sex and the City?
He did. Well, no, he died in a Peloton one. It wasn't Peloton.
Yes, but he was
the same kind of thing.
He was very stressed.
This one's called Zwift, so it's a game, right? So I, when I'm really busy, jump on my bike and watch a bit of telly, but also I'm in the game and I have an avatar in the game and I cycle against people all over the world.
Wow. How old are your kids?
2 and 4 and a half.
4 and a half. How'd you get your 4 and a half year old to walk?
I can't stop.
Really?
Truth be told.
Oh, you big show off.
Yeah. I suppose one of the important things is that you're trying to be the role model, right? So we go to the beach, we go walking in the woods, we cycle. I have one of those things on the back of the bike where I pick them up from school in it and they sit in that and they love it. So it's or if I'm doing weights and stuff at home, they'll be in the gym fluting around, and I want to do the fittest family hang tough challenge. So I'd stick him on the chin up bar, and he does a little hang. Like, all that's important. Then we sit on the couch as well and watch movies. Of course we do. We're not that kind of or normal.
There's been a study done. There's a huge difference between kids who see their parents exercise and kids who don't. You know, don't hide it from them, I suppose, as well. If you're going on that bike ride or going on that walk or whatever.
When it comes to health, it is about that. So we get asked that a lot from parents who email in from a work perspective, where we do Q&A on Instagram every week. We get loads of questions. How do I get my son fit? Well, you get fit. It's not your son's fault. And you can't fix that. You have to fix that as a family unit. So the family get fit. The family get healthy. The family do things together. They eat together at a table. Those who eat together have higher rates of health and lower rates of health-related issues over the course of a lifespan by eating at the table together.
Why is that?
I actually don't have an answer for that. It's difficult to quantify it, whether it's the pace at which they eat, whether it's the fact they're socially interacting.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a link between health and eating at the table together. Wow. It is important.
Yeah, so, that's one thing we always try and do in my house. And it's a lovely thing to do. It's a hard thing to do in this day and age.
Yeah.
But, you know, a breakfast, I would suspect, is... Would you say it's an important thing to do? I mean, mornings are extremely busy.
You eat if you're hungry.
Okay.
Yeah, you honour your hunger. There is a big thing about...
What about if I'm bored?
People do that too. It tends not to be the healthiest food when you're bored, though. Yeah, so look, breakfast is a really important meal if you're hungry.
Okay.
And I have a big appetite. I eat all the time. So yeah, breakfast, eggs, porridge, whole grain cereals, whole grain toast. Brilliant. Porridge is really handy because you can steep it overnight and it's quick. But like, you don't you can push that back by 2 hours if you have a big meal the night before and you're just not that hungry. Don't force yourself.
Okay.
Your health comes back to honoring your hunger. Like, you're eating as you feel. So if you're pushing it back by 2 hours, so be it. But the right kind of breakfast is important. That first meal in the morning, that needs to be the right kind of stuff if you want to be healthier over the course of the day. Because if you start your breakfast with a sugary cereal,
yeah,
chances are that's going to steamroll to coffee and a sugary thing at about 3 hours later. Again, 3 hours later again, because loads of sugar and then the sugar drops. So that healthy breakfast is important. Whatever the first meal is crucial to set yourself up for the rest of the day. It's like Monday. If you nail Monday, you have a greater chance of being healthier for the rest of the week. If Monday is a disaster, you're on the back foot from the get-go when it comes to health.
So, do meal prep.
I fridge prep. It's even better. Forget about meal prep. So fridge prep is, I go do my food shop. When I come back, I take everything out of the wrappers and out of the packaging. I put them in the fridge in glass containers. And my fridge, when I open it, looks lovely and healthy and vibrant. So we've a lower food waste. We have a cheaper food shop. We eat what's in the fridge. But also, it's planning and prep, right? So like, chaos and health don't really go together in terms of simple health hacks. Being organized, planning. And your fridge is somewhere you go there all week. You open up all week. If it's chaos, it's very difficult to eat healthy out of that.
Yeah, that's very true. I never thought of it like that.
Oh, yeah. So it's the biggest thing we do on Instagram. It's like it's massive because I do it every week where I'm like, here's my fridge. And like, you open it up and it's colourful and it's food architecture and fridge architecture.
Fancy.
Oh, yeah. I know, yeah. But actually, when you look at it, it looks healthy.
Yeah.
It looks well. It looks like all the
enticing
things I want my... Well, it looks, you know, when you go in to buy the fridge and the picture on the fridge of all the stuff and it always looks lovely. It looks like that.
Mm.
And it's one less thing to have to worry about, but also saves us money, which is really important too. Like time, things are expensive.
And I did read recently that if you take all your fruit and veg out of the plastic stuff and put it in glass,
it lasts longer.
So you save money as well.
Days longer.
I'm going to start doing
that. Our whole fridge is glass containers. We do the food shop, we come home, we put it all into the glass containers, put it in the fridge. It lasts way longer. And the other thing we do then on Sunday is I batch cook a pack of chicken breasts and about 6 or 8 eggs. So they're cooked, they're in the fridge, and I can make a salad. I can grab and go and make a salad within about 2 minutes or less.
If you're on the run, if you're going up to
It's a really easy way to do it.
A lot of text coming in for you, Carl. Is Bikram yoga considered a high cardio exercise? I run a lot, but I've recently started yoga to help with impact issues. What do you think of Bikram yoga?
I did it years ago with Andy McDowell. She was over making a movie and she wanted something to go with her, so I did it. Brilliant.
But Missus was delighted about that.
Delighted. It's brilliant for flexibility. Is it cardio? Absolutely not. No. You're running as cardio. It is a slightly more cardio version of yoga, but the heat is why you get bendy so quickly, right? It's very hot. Your muscles become bendier and you improve your flexibility.
Okay.
It is. Being more flexible, it's important.
Oh, yes.
Because it's a key thing as you get older, you get tighter. So mm-hmm. we, and men in particular, need to do more flexibility work. But is it cardio?
No. Okay. And last one now, Carl. I have three boys who are all doing so many activities that I spend my spare time driving them around and then mm-hmm. standing on the sidelines. Yep. I literally have a spare 20 minutes in the evening. And apparently you're not supposed to do high intensity before you go to sleep. What am I supposed to do? Is that a myth?
Yeah,
it's a bit of a myth.
It isn't. It's very difficult to sleep after exercise because obviously you're revving your body up. You're producing endorphins. So that is challenging. Laps of the pitch while they're doing their sports is a really handy way to do that. You fit your cardio in around the sport and around the game. Having a freezer box in the car with all the food that you want to eat while you're on the go is mm-hmm. important too. And then late night exercise, it is more difficult. But try it and see if it impacts your sleep. And if it doesn't, great. And if it does, then try and squeeze something in earlier in the day. Yeah,
that's very good. Just try it, because it sounds like, you know, oh no, I was told high intense, exercise doesn't work, so I'm not going to do it.
We're all different.
Yeah.
So it works for you, mightn't work for me, and vice versa. So you have to try it and see how you adapt to it and how you feel. Because that sleep bit is important. Again, mm-hmm. in terms of, you know, tips to be healthier, sleep is the crucial bit. We have to sleep more. Take your phone out of your bedroom is the easiest tip for that. Tech-free bedroom. We all have our phones there for reasons that we convince ourselves we need them. We don't. An alarm clock, buy one. Put your phone outside the door. It's the scariest tip you'll hear from me all day, but it's the most beneficial deep sleep-related tip. That it will change how you sleep by taking your phone out of your room.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I'll do the other ones though. Carl, thank you so much for popping in. You've been talking about your Instagrams. Yeah, you may as well give it out now if you want more tips.
At Carl Henry PT, we do a lot of work there. You'll see all the fridge videos. They go massively.
Everybody wants to have a look at your fridge.
They do.
I guarantee you'll get so many followers because they just want to have an El Nosy at your fridge. Carl Henry, great tips. Thank you so much for that.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.